Well, the U.S. administration and Republican leaders in Congress are still haggling over a budget, with harsh spending cuts only hours away from kicking in. The U.S. Senate failed on Thursday to pass bills by Democrats and Republicans to avert the looming fiscal crisis. Now a sweeping $85 billion set of public spending cuts, known as sequester, is to begin on March the 1st. Democrats want to raise new incomes by closing tax loopholes for the rich. Republicans, in turn, say they prefer to let the administration determine where the budget acts would fall on different agencies of the government. While Democrats and Republicans disagree about how severe the damage will be to public services, the International Monetary Fund has warned that this latest fiscal crisis threatens America's already sluggish economic recovery. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Edward Spanis, who is the editor of Executive Intelligence Review, and he's joining us now via Skype from Washington. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how detrimental will this sequester be, not only to Americans, but to the American economy?
Well, the economy is already in a state of collapse, so the sequester is just going to push things along a little bit further. Now, contrary to what people think, this is not a dispute between Obama and the Republicans. The fact of the matter is that it was Obama who initially proposed, was the original person that proposed the sequester. And the Republicans then voted for it in Congress. They both agree, essentially, on destroying the U.S. economy, because the economy is already bankrupt, the Federal Reserve is bankrupt, the banking system is bankrupt, and the sequester is just going to push things further along in the same way that the austerity has pushed Europe, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, the same way that austerity has pushed those countries into an even deeper collapse. It will have the same effect here in the United States.
So, Mr. Spanis, certainly the Obama administration, Republicans, you know, somebody will benefit from this. Who exactly is benefiting then?
Well, the fact is nobody will, but they have this illusion. The Republicans think that, well, Obama will get blamed for it. Obama thinks that the Republicans will get blamed for it. It's all short-term political calculation, which is insane. It's crazy. No one will benefit by this. Wall Street thinks they're doing okay. If you notice, the stock market is still floating up there somewhere in the stratosphere. If one wanted to deal with the actual problem in the U.S., you would say sequester Wall Street. Sequester Wall Street, not the budget, because that's the source of the problem. And we will not get out of our economic collapse and the financial collapse until we do sequester Wall Street. And the way to do that is the Glass-Steagall legislation that we used to have that separates the speculators, the investment banks, from the real economy. That's the only solution. And unless Congress does that, everything else is folly, and everything else is going to just send us further into economic collapse.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Edward Spanis, editor of Executive Intelligence Review, speaking to us live from Washington. Sir, as always, we appreciate your insight.